Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
Well, this is pretty interesting. We have, as a visitor today, our only successful intern. The only intern that we've ever had on the Ace and TJ Show that went on to better himself or herself. He did an internship with a radio show, and that made him decide, I don't want to be on the radio. I'm going to go get a law degree. So, intern Wiki Ryan is here. Big time counsel now, okay. Slip and fall lawyer.
I'm sure he loves being called a slip and fall lawyer.
Yeah. So,
how long ago were you an intern?
It was summer of 2010, so almost 11 years.
Wow.
Damn, you old as hell.
You old?
Riggins, when did you intern?
Oh, I forgot.
Y'all didn't
Riggins
overlap.
Did
you?
No. I forgot you were an intern. You're successful too.
Yeah. Y'all didn't overlap at all, did you?
I don't recall.
Not as interns.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
As what? What did y'all overlap
that was,
as?
That was when he was hanging around and would come in every once in a while. Because I met him before he worked on the show.
Okay. In 2010?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have been there.
Yeah, what were you doing? Were you out of college in 2010, Ryan?
It was the year I graduated. So I was probably just graduating, maybe.
Okay. Okay.
So you were an intern before Ryan.
Before Ryan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wow, it's been 11 years.
Yeah.
So how old are you?
34.
Oh, see, I was thinking, I just said yesterday, you might be 30. You remember I said that?
Yeah.
I said, he's young. He's
mm-hmm. You said, yeah, he's your age.
So that
that's
was when,
a lie.
When Riggins was just coming back around to hang out.
Yeah, because I think he started on the show like as a full-time person that fall after
yeah.
I left.
Yep, that'll be correct.
Yeah.
That'll be correct.
Mm-hmm. Ass still here.
Oh, well. You were just coming to hang out? Like, just, hey, guys.
Oh, we used to have, honestly, we used to have every day, there would be a studio full of people that would just come hang out.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Riggins would come back and hang out. We had, and they were all former interns. You'd have three or four people that were former interns that would just come hang out during the day.
Yeah.
While you guys were doing the show?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's
dope. They would still do intern type stuff. But, Alexis, our interns either loved being with us and being around us so much that they didn't want to end their internship and they just kept coming and coming, or they were the complete opposite and would quit their internship in tears.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
I mean, there was never in between.
There's no in between.
It was like they either stormed out crying one day or they never wanted to leave. But then we found out, you know, the legal people told us that you can't have people in the building working who aren't either getting paid for it or getting intern hours.
Yeah, I mean,
we were like, we didn't ask them to come. They just
like they're volunteers.
They keep asking us, do you mind if I come hang out every morning? We're like, sure. Who would turn that down?
Yeah.
Yeah, Cubby did that forever.
Cubby did it forever. Haas, intern Haas, who's now a teacher, he did it forever.
It broke their hearts when we told them they couldn't come back.
Yeah.
Said, but you're not paying me anything.
Aww.
Yeah.
But yeah.
They were totally cool with it, but the lawyer said we couldn't do that anymore.
Stupid ass lawyers. That's all they do is just they rip people apart.
Lawyers suck.
Lawyers suck.
Well, you're not wrong.
No.
So how many neck braces have you handed out to people today, Ryan?
None today yet. It's still early.
Yeah, I mean, I see they mop the kitchen. Let me walk through there and see if I can take a little tumble and we can get a lawsuit going.
Hey, does your family call you for anything that might remotely, even if somebody, hey, I don't know about that kind of law or whatever?
All the time. Yeah. All the time. And it's usually about family law because my family is a little extra. But yeah, all the time. Or, hey, can you read this? I don't know whether I should sign it or not. I get a lot of that.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, family law stuff. And I'm like, I'm not licensed to practice in North Carolina, yeah, and I don't know family law. So you're asking the wrong person.
But they know you know the language. That's the thing.
That's
you know
what it
language.
Is. Or yeah. Why won't the judge hear our case? that's a recent one.
I don't know why.
I don't know. It's COVID. Judges aren't hearing a lot of cases. So,
but do you have to? Do they send you stuff like, just tell me what this says, and you then read it to them? Like, okay, here's what it means.
Read email from my attorney, who I hired. I was okay. I'll read it. I'm not going to tell you not to listen to this guy who knows what he's talking about, and I don't. I think I told y'all right when the week I graduated from law school, my mom went to a car wash here in Charlotte to get her car washed, obviously, and they knocked her mirror off. And she told them they needed to replace it or else she's going to have her lawyer son call me. I wasn't even a lawyer.
She
dropped
that
hard real quick. And I hadn't even graduated at that point. My son's a lawyer. He's going to call you guys.
She probably couldn't wait to use that.
Oh, and did they replace?
No.
No?
No.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't their fault.
That's right. My sister broke up with a guy one time, and they lived, you know, a long way away from me. And she pointed out that I think one of her messages was, I want you to go on the radio and blast his ass. I'm like, well, no, one. Two, even if I did, he can't hear it where he is. So it doesn't do you any good.
Yeah, that was back before an app.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, no, nobody could hear. That's not going to work out.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, before you came, like it was yesterday, one of us was trying to fix you and Alexis up. Was trying to, you know, he's a successful attorney in Texas and all that. And that's when I said, he's probably not as old as you are.
No, older. Mm-hmm.
But I try to fix everybody up.
He does.
Not Riggins anymore because he doesn't like it.
And
everybody else loves it, though.
He tells people, like, while I'm still there in front of them.
What does he tell them?
Oh, she thinks you are easy on the eyes, or she thinks you're cute, like, while I'm still in the room.
Well,
just don't let my girlfriend go hear this.
Ryan's got a girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been dating since July.
And she knows?
Oh,
surprisingly, yes.
Yeah. She actually knows this time.
Yeah.
Y'all got connected during COVID?
Yeah.
Okay. Was it an online thing at first?
Yeah, it was Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh, it was. Yeah, soft it was. And tender.
So
the
how
first
long,
time was tender.
How long before you actually met each other in person did you talk?
About a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not that long. A couple of days. Because I didn't care. Like,
yeah.
I wasn't worried about it.
But yeah, and they're in Texas where,
true,
you know, people are free.
So is she your age, older, younger, what?
She's a couple years younger.
Okay.
Had a boy.
Yeah.
And is she? What
I don't
is
want
she?
Some old girl.
What's old girl?
Nobody
oh
does.
My God.
Yeah, right.
What does she do for a living?
She's a nanny.
An innie?
Nanny.
Nanny. Oh, so I didn't ask about her belly button. She an innie?
Yeah.
Is she what?
Daddy, I met a lawyer today. I'm sick of those effing kids.
I don't got to nanny.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm done with those.
I've been nannying too damn long.
Yeah, shit
in the
pants.
Taking on no more babysitting jobs, Daddy.
No, I got me a good man.
She's probably not like that.
He's got it. I bet you he's got three suits.
I bet so.
Yeah, right.
He ain't got just a suit for funerals, Daddy.
I do have exactly three suits. That's not even a joke.
Hell yeah.
You know, rotate them when I go to a trial.
That's all you need.
Is she from?
She's from Houston.
Okay. Cool.
So wait, the rotating the suits, do you have to, when you go into court, remember which one did I wear last time? Okay, I got to wear this one this time.
Or hope it doesn't go 4 days. The last one, I was like, I hope this doesn't go 4 days. I got four shirts and three suits.
Well, I just wear a different shirt.
Yeah.
Just wear the one the way you wore on the first day.
Right. Yeah, just swap
a different
up,
shirt.
Yeah, you swap up shirts. We'll be like, oh, it's a blue suit, it's a black suit. It'll be fine.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly. Well,
mix and match the pants and the jacket.
You know what I always think about when I'm so thankful, just because of my personality and all that, that we don't have jobs, Ace, where we have to wear suits every day and dress up every day.
Dress up.
It's the shoes. Mm-hmm. Like, because when I do have to wear a suit, it's the, like, if it's, I'm wearing a suit for 3 hours, 4 hours maybe, I can't wait to get those hard soled dress shoes off.
Yeah.
Even if they're expensive and comfortable, which obviously they would be if I'm donning them.
Duh.
But I don't think I could do it all day, every day. 8 hours or more. Longer than that, they stay round the clock sometimes working on some of these cases.
Yeah, but most, a lot of guys you see though now don't wear those types of shoes unless they know like they're going to be in court. If it's an office day, he might wear something, a more comfortable shoe.
Is that true?
I'm in Texas, so I wear cowboy boots every day.
You do?
No way.
What? Yeah, every single day. Even that's a court. Cool. I just actually
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you wear a bolo?
I wish. I want to. I don't think they would let you. Because they say neckties.
Well, that's a necktie.
But I don't want to get cute with a judge.
Yeah.
Because they will throw you in jail.
Yeah. Are there any attractive judges that you ever go in front of?
No.
Me.
Not once. Yeah. I am acting, they're not listening to this. I don't care. No. The answer is no.
The flip side of that, though, to me, TJ, is anytime I do put on a suit, or even have to wear like a nice shirt and dress pants, something, I think, damn, this looks good. Like this,
I was going to tell you.
This works.
The night of your wedding reception, that's the look for you. Slim fit suit, that's your best look.
Oh, thank you.
He also looks good this past weekend when we went to Fahrenheit. It was very casual.
Thank you. I wasn't feeling good about that.
No, it was very casual, but it fit you well.
I felt very fabulous. Thank you very much.
And then your glasses match your pants. I saw that.
Oh, yeah, they did. They happen to match my pants. Mm-hmm.
He's wearing glasses?
Like sunglasses.
Oh.
Yeah, like aviators.
Not inside.
We
were outside for part of the time.
What about his drapes and carpet? Did that match?
Stop.
What you got there?
Ask Amanda.
So, Ryan, what is like one of the most unusual things that you've had happen, whether it's in the office or in court? Like, it just seems like that's the type of thing, what you're involved in just lends itself to, you know, coming home with like, you would not believe this shit that happened to me today at work.
It's all the pictures and the videos. You see, I mean, I've seen people like watched a video of someone die, and it's incredible in like the sense of the word, and then it's terrible. Or pictures of people's fingers being chopped off and like seeing it.
I didn't even think about that. I just thought like some crazy things.
You were thinking funny words.
Yeah. Well, the funny stuff. That didn't occur to me.
Look at this hemorrhoid I got. Yeah. They made me drive the truck too long.
People don't file lawsuits for fun stuff. You're right. I didn't even occur to me like people might have died and that's where they're suing somebody else or something.
Well, no, the fun stuff is the stuff that you don't take because people call in with crazy things. Like the story I was telling you about the guy who got the rash from sleeping on a certain kind of pillow. And he's asking, you know, how much money am I going to get from this when he calls in? He got a face rash. And I'm like, you're not going to get anything.
Sorry, sir.
Yeah. I'm not going to spend the money to help you. Because that's the other thing is, like, we spend the money up front to work on the case. And so if it's not worth the investment, then who cares?
If you spend the money up, this is what I've always wondered. So the company, the firm, mm-hmm. puts the money up.
Yes.
And you go to court.
Yes.
So you've got to go to court thinking it's going to go well.
Yes.
Have you ever gone to court and lost and had to come back and tell the firm, like, all right, guys, we're 0-for on this one. Sorry.
In November.
Really?
Well, we didn't lose, but we didn't win big enough for it to matter.
Yeah.
We won about half the money that we spent.
So they still get their percentage. They still get a percentage, right?
No.
You have to make back all the money?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was not a fun phone call to make.
Oh.
And to say, hey, we're not going to appeal this case either.
So you had to call and tell somebody, by the way, we went to court today and we won, but we didn't win enough for you to get any money. Mm-hmm. And then you have to tell the firm. So that's one. Then you tell the rest of the firm, by the way, we just lost a ton of money on this deal. Sorry, I'll do better next time.
Pretty much.
But do they blame you for it, or do they recognize that you didn't have a lot of stuff to work with?
They didn't blame me for it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's always kind of a roll of the dice because that one was in front of a judge.
Yeah.
It wasn't a jury trial. But whether you're in front of either one of those, it's always a crapshoot.
Do you ever have one where, like, you've talked to somebody or you've got a witness of some sort or maybe even the person that you're defending, and they get when they start being cross-examined or whatever, and they just say something, you're like, "What? That is not what you said. That's not what you told me."
So yes, and it was I was defending a deposition of an expert, and he threw us like I don't want to say under the bus, but he just crapped all over us, like the firm, yeah. saying, "Well, they didn't give me this, they didn't give me that." I'm like, "We talked about this yesterday," or you know. Yeah,
and what do you do in that case? You're just sitting there looking like a dummy.
I want to rip the phone out the wall. Is what I wanted to do.
Yeah,
and I had to talk to him and be like, "Hey, that's not the real thing." And then it never gets fixed. Well, and it just goes downhill.
So. Feel free to call me as an expert witness anytime for anything, and you know how many things on which I'm an expert. Mm. So
just let me know what your retainer is.
I'll do it for the free trip to Texas. That's all I need.
You don't want to come to Austin. Yeah.
No, not Austin. You're right. I don't.
But if he can get into Texas, he'll have a. He can move from Austin somewhere good.
Yeah. If you just wanted me to come in and be a witness one day, then I'll just do the trial stuff. You know that I have to do as an expert witness in Austin, and then I'll go somewhere. You know where it's not. You know quite so communist.
It worked for Dr. Phil.
That's true.
Yeah. We have Dr. TJ on TV in no time.
Hell yeah!
There's your title, TJ on TV.
TJ on TV.
Mm-hmm. Texas TJ is what my name
is. Texas TJ.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
You know how... we laugh at Riggins when he says little things are a nightmare, like forgetting something in his car and having to go back down to get it out of the garage, like his vape stick one day when he did his Juul. This is a nightmare. Well, Alexis really had a nightmare yesterday trying to do her podcast. You didn't leave here until 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon?
Until 4 o'clock. I was here all day. I mean, my phone died. That's how long I was here. My phone was dead.
What was the problem with the podcast? Or was just the podcast the problem?
No, it was a lot of different things, but part of it was my fault. I have, my friend is in town with her baby, who's my godson, and usually I prepare.
That's my godson.
That's my girlfriend. Oh, I prepare for a podcast. I start Sunday night kind of taking notes, and Monday I spend finishing my notes for the podcast. Well, because she was here, I was distracted and I didn't put as much time into it. So when I was trying to record yesterday, I just kept getting in my head, and I don't know how to edit it to tell Rob, hey, I need this change, because it was just too much, so I would just restart. And then I would start again, and then I would get 20 minutes in and mess up and have to start over. And then Adam started calling me, and so he was like, all right, I'm going to call you in 45 minutes. So then it was in my head, because I'm like, okay, I got to finish this in the next 30 minutes, because he's going to call me, and then I would mess up again. I probably started and restarted that podcast about, I'm not even lying, 20 times.
And you would get 15 minutes into it and then have to stop and then start over?
Yeah. I wanted to cry. I wanted to cry so bad. I was like, what am I going to do if I can't get it? I was like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to do. And I had plans to go to the gym. I had plans to go pick up some stuff for the baby at another friend's house who's a mom, and she was going to let me borrow some stuff. I had my lash appointment. That was the most important pressing matter of the day. And I had to cancel most of all of that, except for the lashes, obviously.
Yeah, Riggins would have been crying.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I would have been like, you know what? It's just not working for me. Today's not one day. I'm not doing the podcast.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah, good for you. That's, yeah, that'll change.
Dedication. Appreciate it.
Yeah. That'll change.
Good for you.
You'd be like, you know what?
Don't let it change.
The world is not in my favor today. I'm trying to go home. 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock. And then that's not where it even ended. So then I go do the lashes. I've told you guys it takes a few hours. I was supposed to go meet my friend for dinner. So I go get there late at dinner, eat, and then I'm like rushing to pay because I'm like, it's already late. I have to get to sleep. I'm tired. I get home and I'm so tired and I can't go to sleep. I'm just tossing and turning in bed. And then all of a sudden my stomach starts hurting. And I'm like, oh no. And then I got sick.
You threw up?
Yeah, I had to. There was no way I was going to go to sleep.
Well, that's, you know, that's resorting to the pretty desperate measures to say, the only way I'm going to sleep is if I vomit.
I had to. My stomach hurt.
Is that a normal thing?
What? Me throwing up?
Puking. No. Vomiting making you go to sleep, like as a sleep aid.
Oh, well.
why was your stomach hurting?
I don't know if it was because of the food I ate or what it was, or because I waited too long to eat, because I ate in the morning before you guys left all the snacks I usually eat, but then I didn't eat anything else for the rest of the day until 7:30. And so my stomach was just not happy.
Did you just tank up at 7:30?
What's tank up mean?
Like you just filled your...
like, what?
I honestly, I was so thrown by that question. I don't know what it means.
Huh? What could that possibly mean?
Yosemite Sam? I don't know.
No, I didn't. When I ate, by the time I ate, I had been waiting so long to eat that I wasn't even hungry. So I only had a couple bites of my food. But I fell asleep after that, so it worked.
Funny, she knew when I used the word paraphrastic this morning, came closer to knowing that than tank up.
Tank up.
What does that mean? I was thinking drinking. Like, I was like, I wasn't drinking yesterday.
No. You damn tank up. Get loaded.
But yeah, it was just one of, and I didn't even know how to change. I was like, why? I'm like, let me walk around the studio. Let me get up. Let me just move around. I was having a hard day.
And it sucks too when you're still in the radio station and you start seeing people that you never see because you're never here that late. Like, who is that guy? Damn, that's an afternoon guy.
Everybody wants to say things like, what are you still doing here?
Yeah. You're late, aren't you? Should you be in the bed? Hell yes, I should. Leave me alone.
Yes.
And then by the time I left, I was the only car in the parking lot on that side. There was no more cars on that side, only on the other side. I was just, I wanted to yell.
You could have just gotten in the drugs.
In the what?
In the drugs.
What drugs?
The weed.
Oh. What? I was like, there's drugs here. What are you talking about?
She's about to be offended. How come I didn't know that?
How come no one told
they
me
provide
this
us drugs.
Orientation?
I mean, could have gone after your card, you know, a little hit and then come back.
Because, you know, I'm not a good...
I'm assuming there's weed in her car. I don't know.
I'm not a good sleeper. So I think I may try that little trick. If I can't sleep, I'm just going to throw up.
Yeah. It exhausts you
just
so much.
Just don't take your acid reflux medicine. Doesn't that make you, when you vomit then?
Yeah, but it's more like a bile.
That's the worst.
I mean, it's straight acid.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, it'd be like cutting a battery open.
Oh, my God.
That's how bad it is, and I'm not overly dramatizing it either.
No, I've had that before.
That is horrible. I get some of it got on my sheets one time and burned a hole in
them. Okay. I don't believe that.
Hey, it burns a hole through the toilet. Is what happens.
Burns a hole through the toilet.
Yeah, it's like, why is the toilet leaking? Oh, my acid refluxed into the toilet.
Yeah.
So now the bowl is destroyed.
Wow.
Just eats all the porcelain off of it.
Gross. Yucky.
But I'm not a violent vomiter, you know. I don't like it, but, you know, if it happens, it's not, I mean, I don't look at it as, you know, ruining the rest of the day or anything. Now, the sickness that may come along with it, if I've got a virus or something like that, that will ruin the day. But the actual vomiting itself, some people, hate vomiting so much that it just, they don't even have to be sick. They can just eat something or choke on something the wrong way and vomit, and then they're out for 2 days. Like, oh, I can't believe it. My whole body hurts.
I used to make myself, my mom tells me, I don't remember, I kind of remember, but she says when I was little, there was, at preschool, there was this gym teacher that I just did not like, and I remember her being mean, like, she was not nice, and ever since I was little, my mom said that I would get so mad, or I would be so emotional that I would throw up, I would make myself throw up, so she said that she dropped me off at preschool one day, and I told her that this gym teacher was so mean, and that she needed to stay the entire time, because I did not want to be there, because one time, I told her I was going to throw up, and the gym teacher told me that if I threw up, I had to clean it up myself, and my mom didn't believe me.
But preschool's in El Salvador. I mean, at what age do y'all start having PE class? Like, good Lord. Ace, were there PE classes, gym classes for preschool where you grew up?
Not that I know of. I mean, I think we only went for like half a day.
And they're especially,
my grandparents picked me up.
Weren't mean.
Yeah.
PE teacher with a whistle, the whole thing?
Yeah, she was mean.
I think mine was at church.
Of course, I mean,
pretty cool.
How old were you when you started school, though? Because preschool, you still could have been like 8.
I was 4.
I mean, I don't know how their school system works.
That's crazy.
In Boston or wherever she was?
She told me that. She said, you throw up, you got to clean it up. I'm like, you clean it up.
Did you throw up?
I'm sure I did. I used to throw up all the time.
Did you have to clean it up?
I don't think so. I would think I would have been traumatized enough, I would have remembered it. But.
It could have been a lot to clean up. I mean, she's already small. In a preschool, I'm just imagining like a little teacup.
Man, you don't know. You do not know. Oh, little kids.
Yeah, babies can
vomit. Projectile.
And you're like, what the hell is going on right now? What just happened here?
Like, you do think, how do they hold that much?
Yeah.
See, I can't vomit. Kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you not want to throw up if your kid was throwing up all over you? Did that not ever bother you?
You don't have time to think about that, really.
Oh, I would throw up.
I'll give you an example. We took, we went to, before Cade was born, me and Seanette and Peyton went to a football game at the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, LSU, Tennessee. And we'd walked a long way and seen some cool stuff. And we finally got a spot at this restaurant right off campus. It was great to eat, and people are crammed in there. If there's an open, they're just putting tables together, and like you're just sitting elbow to elbow with somebody else at the next table, like it's packed. Peyton's in a little high chair. They brought her some tea, which she wanted. She was probably 3 years old, and she was 2 years old. She was sucking down this tea, and I even said, "Hey, you need to slow down." And I had to reach over and take it away from her. When I did, she sat there for a minute, and then she just goes,
hurls.
To the point where I jumped up and just grabbed her under the arm and scooped her up. And as I'm scooping up, she threw up again. And I was thinking, what? Like, where did it come from?
Like,
you can look at the glass and see she has this, an inch worth of tea out of the glass, let's say, and there's 8 inches worth of vomit that's just spewing out of where.
God.
I would die.
Yeah, I can't be a parent. I would throw up. I would start throwing up. It would be like, what's that movie where one person starts throwing up and then the other person's throwing up and then everybody's throwing up?
Yeah.
Like Scary movie,
Casablanca.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Gone with the Wind.
Gone with the Wind.
Spartacus.
Yeah, but I mean, every day I'm on the cusp where I could go either way of throwing up or not throwing up. Every day when I brush my teeth.
Oh.
Or twice a day when I brush my teeth.
Yeah.
If I go to brush my tongue, I don't even have to go far back there. I gag every time.
Mm-hmm. Dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, don't do that. <It's>
like, you know, like that. But then I'm good. But I'll pause for a second and go, okay, is that going to be productive?
Oh. Well, because then,
all right,
if you
now
do,
I'm moving on. Yeah.
If you do, you have to brush your teeth again.
I know.
And it's a cycle.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's how they get you. It's a conspiracy from the toothpaste people.
Yeah.
What that is.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts, like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Share Funny podcast and never miss a show. The Share Funny podcast is available on all major podcast platforms and acetj.com.
Does your mom know that?
She does. She loves her.
So y'all started dating in July,
mm-hmm.
and now you're living together? Yep. How long have you been living together?
Since October 24th.
Oh, man. Former intern, Wiki Ryan, who's a hotshot slip and fall lawyer in Austin, Texas, has now lost, living in Austin, he's lost his morals, shacked up with some honey.
I lost them a long time ago, I'm sure. You can't hold on to them in Austin.
Mm. Oh.
Probably out there drinking homemade beer and everything else.
Not if I can help it.
I know.
Is that a requirement?
Liberal Austin.
You have to give up your morals.
Yeah.
To live in Austin.
You give up your morals and your plastic shopping bags.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Oh, yeah. You mentioned that earlier today. Yeah. I forgot where I was. I think it was New York. San Francisco. Kate and I were in San Francisco. And they finished with everything. And she said, will you be buying bags or did you bring your own? What? So you have the same thing. You have to bring your own bag?
If you shop in the city of Austin.
Okay.
But I live close enough to not the city of Austin to where I can get the good plastic bags the way the Lord wants it.
Well, actually, the Lord wants paper bags.
No.
That's the way the Lord wants it. Yeah.
Yeah. So why did we go away? We went away from paper bags to save the trees.
Exactly.
But now the plastic bags...
Save the turtles by not using plastic bags.
No, that's the straws.
I thought it was all plastic.
Which one is worse?
There's a plastic island
somewhere
that nobody can see.
And neither one of them is bad, but I think now they're moving back toward paper being better than plastic. Yeah.
That plastic island is legit, though, isn't it?
I've never seen it. Have you been there?
Well, I've never been there, but I've seen it in the Pacific Ocean. I've seen pictures of it. It's pretty sad. It sucks.
Well, they can just make it to where people can go there and vacation, and hey, we got a new land. China makes their own islands.
Yeah, my feeling is we'll figure this out.
Yeah.
We'll figure out a way to recycle. I thought we can recycle plastic. Let's go get it and recycle that stuff and make something happen.
Yeah, but it's all icky now.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to touch it. It's garbage. The salt in the ocean will eventually eat it up. That's the way that works.
You'll say, is that how that works?
Yep.
Oh. Scientist.
Okay. Sure is.
Ecologist.
Mm-hmm.
It's science.
Yeah.
Criminal.
But and there's no proven science that the type of car we drive changes the climate or light bulbs we use or any of that. People just fall for that shit. So there you go. But Riggins, you were just explaining off the air how you wish that your dog was a cat.
Yeah, it's better size. Less work, I feel like. It would be, better.
Yeah, you love this. You said you've never loved anything like you love this dog.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I would kill for him, but I could see why that's better. Absolutely. You can leave for days at a time. Yeah, there's a lot of advantages of having a cat over a dog, without question.
Yeah. And more advantages to not having a pet at all.
1,000 times.
Yeah.
1,000 times.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't, if I were single, living in the city and all that stuff, well, I mean, if the city were safe enough to go out and enjoy it.
There we go.
Then I would not have a pet. Well, I wouldn't have a pet now and if I were by myself in any situation.
No.
I don't want to deal with all that.
Wouldn't do it.
I already raised two children.
Yeah. It was a time where I was looking to spend some money. I had some money that was burning a hole in my pocket, and I thought, oh, what am I going to do? I had to buy something.
But you researched that, and you became obsessed with making sure you got the right dog, that and all that.
Yeah. I was wrong about everything. Totally wrong. Doesn't make you love them any less.
See, because I think it would.
Maybe it would.
I would, but see, I'm the type of person, though, that begrudges things.
Yeah.
I'd be like, stupid dog. I would have already given it away. If it had caused me, or sold it or something. If it cost me as much money as it's cost you in vets and grooming and all that stuff, once I figured that out, I'd be like, I got to get rid of this dog.
I was more on the brink with Henry, the cat. When I was watching the cat, I would have gotten rid of his ass if I could have. He could have hit the road, but I didn't have that option. So,
because it was your brother's cat.
It was my brother's cat, and they were coming back to get him. Yeah. I'm like, sorry, I gave that mother away.
Yeah, I couldn't take that anymore. I had to give it away. You were in Australia, so I did what I had to do.
They still have it?
Yeah, just under a different name.
Yeah, they had to change the cat's name because they had a baby that they wanted to name Henry, and the cat's name was already Henry, so they changed it.
The cat's probably like, are you serious? You're going to change my name for this baby that you brought?
I don't think the cat knows his name. Like, I don't think cats know their names.
They do know their names.
Do they?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, he didn't give a shit when I was calling Henry, don't like jump off the off my loft. He didn't seem to care.
Yeah, because they do whatever they want.
Okay, so then what's the point of them knowing their name?
But if you call a cat's name and they're looking away and you call their name, they turn and look at you like a dog does?
Khaleesi does.
Yeah, my cat
does. I'll call her name and she'll come from another room if I call her.
Yeah, my cat does too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever tried calling it by a different name and seeing what happens?
She won't come.
Have you tried it?
Or she won't look, yeah. I call her things all the time.
How you lying?
I call her things all because I've asked myself that same question.
You know you lie.
You got a dumbass cat.
You're telling lies right now.
Cat running around with a damn contact high.
Who are you talking to? Not me. Over here licking my ass.
She's an exotic breed, okay? So she's like super smart.
Yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, she has papers.
Oh.
Yeah, rolling papers. What kind of cat did you have, Ryan, or do you have?
I don't know what kind.
It's not an exotic cat like hers.
He was a stray as a kid.
Oh, right.
My old boss gave him to me. He told me he was a girl, or she told me my cat, who is a he, was a she.
Mm-hmm.
So I just say he's gender fluid.
Okay. So did your old boss think that you weren't ever going to want to date a girl?
He
needs a cat.
We're gonna give him.
He needs a cat.
Give the cat to Ryan. He needs some companionship.
So it's two things. She didn't want me to date anybody because that means I work more.
Mm-hmm.
I can leave the cat at home and work more.
Do you date less? I mean, do you work less since the girlfriend has moved in or anything?
Yeah, she never wants me to. She's like, you work too much. I'm like, I'm not even working that much right now.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, come home. It's 6 o'clock. I can't come home. Or you should work from home, and then she tries to distract me all day.
So that you guys can hang out all day long?
Because when the snow vid hit a month and a half ago, she couldn't go nanny, and I couldn't go to work. But I have a whole setup at home, so I was trying to work while she was watching TV in the other room.
I love the use of the word nanny as a verb.
Go nanny?
Yeah, she can't go nanny.
Yeah.
Nannying them kids.
She's been nannying for 10 years. So is she foreign? Like she's one of those au pairs that comes over here on a visa and...
She's just white.
Okay, just a regular old white
girl. Regular old white girl.
Regular old white girl. Mm. Took a CPR class, now she's a nanny. Lifeguard at the Y, her junior and senior year of high school. Nanny was a great option.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A nanny is a babysitter who can drive.
Very interesting. I'm going to post that on Facebook.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to go pick them up and drop them off after the job is done, that's a babysitter.
Yeah.
If they can drive and take the kids to Chick-fil-A or something while they're on duty, that's a nanny.
That's so good.
And a nanny can charge more.
Right. I love that. I just made that up. That's pretty good, though.
A nanny is a babysitter who can drive.
It's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'm not a babysitter. I'm a nanny.
Get it right. Oh.
Excuse me.
Get it right. Get it tight.
Now cut the check.
Yes, pay me my money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you like the people for whom she nannies?
I haven't met them.
You haven't met them?
They're actually from North Carolina, though, which is weird.
Yeah?
Yeah. They have twins. Two twins.
How old are they?
Two twin girls.
They have two twins.
7 or 8 months. They're little.
Babies.
Yeah, they're little babies.
I love the fact that he has gone off, first of all, to be accepted into Baylor Law School to begin with and graduate from Baylor, passed the bar the first time.
Took him.
The whole thing. And he still retains a lot of stuff that he got from us, Ace, as an intern here.
Yeah, but
like knowing that it's funny when people say two twins as opposed to just twins. I mean, that's the important stuff you learned in life.
Yeah.
Forget all that law schooling.
Oh, people, it drives people crazy when I intentionally mispronounce things.
Because why would you do that? So what is your girlfriend's background? I mean, is she from that area? Is she from the Austin area?
No, she's from Houston.
Okay. Oh, that's right. You said that.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
She's lived in Austin for longer than I have now.
Okay.
But yeah, she's awesome. Sweetest person I know.
Well, that's cool. Yeah.
Aww, look at you being all sweet. And it,
well, what happens?
Enjoy it while it lasts.
It's still lasting.
What do you mean?
She's
not going to be sweet very much longer? Is that what you're saying?
You know how girls be.
How do girls be?
I'm not sure what that means.
They all have moments.
What do you think's going to happen?
You just get tired of each other at some point. You don't want to hang out every day. She's not going to be calling him to come home from work. That's for sure. So enjoy it now.
It hadn't stopped yet.
Right.
Except for that time she looked at me and just dumped the food that she'd cooked for me in the trash.
What'd you do?
I said I didn't want it because we were fighting.
Oh, well, then she shouldn't have started a fight with you.
That's what I thought, too. She's going to love listening to this part.
Yeah. I mean, because obviously that's what happened.
So you were fighting.
She started some shit.
She had cooked.
Yep.
And you just said, she said,
fixed me a plate.
Yeah.
And walked it over to me. And I said, I don't want to eat right now. And then she just, and I'm not afraid to tell the story because I told her, I think it's a boss move. Like looking back on it, I was mad then, but I think it's a boss move. She walked back and she just went, she opened the trash can and just dumped it.
Yeah. Which part was the boss move? You not eating it?
No, her just, I'll show you dumping this in the trash.
So what? I don't care. I'm not hungry.
I would have been like, dump it. Waste of food. I need to eat those tomorrow for leftovers.
Man. Oh, I don't eat leftovers.
No, if I was her.
Like, I did that a while back. We had an argument. And
yeah, there you go. That's what you want to do.
Yeah.
whatever this story is going to be, you know this is the way to do it. All right, so what?
I actually take all of that back. I love you, Kelly.
Come on, let's go. We had an argument, and she sent me a picture. I left your lunch on the counter, and she had left a plate on the counter with a note that says, "Here's lunch. Throw it in the microwave or something." And I walked right by that. She had left it there, and it sat there for hours. And she came in, and she was like, "So you didn't eat? Wasn't hungry?"
Patty McQueen over here.
Yeah, hell yeah. I'm not eating your shit. I'm mad. I was still mad. I'd been mad for like 24 hours at that point. I was like, but that it can sit there.
I'm not going
to
eat it.
It says I'm supposed to put it in the microwave. I wouldn't have known what to do.
But Ace, you'll eat food that you leave sitting out forever, so why was that bad?
He was trying to prove a point.
Because I'm not eating her food that she... I was mad. I'm not eating food you've prepared for me because I'm not hungry enough to eat some food you made.
Wasn't it wings?
Did I say, yeah, out of that bowl. Yeah, it's totally
left
good.
Out for days.
Yeah.
Ew.
Still good. I ate them on a Monday. We had them on the Sunday for Super Bowl.
They were out without being put in the fridge?
They were sitting upstairs.
Ew.
On a speaker?
On a speaker?
Just randomly on some random plate?
Finds wings. Great. Yeah. What a fun surprise.
Yeah, I guess we had picked up the room. I guess somebody had set the box on top of the speaker, and we didn't notice it when we cleaned up after the Super Bowl. And I went up there the next day. I was like, what the hell? And I went to throw the box away. I was like, well, look at that.
Oh, there are like God.
Six wings still in this box.
Cha-ching.
Happy accident.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
This is Share Funny, live on the Ace and TJ button. Find everything funny at the Share Funny link on aceandtj.com and our app. Now back to Share Funny.
All right, I just want to make a note for everybody to understand. Let's point something out. Little Miss, always positive, always trying to be uplifting and motivational to people and talk about, the good vibes and being blessed and thankful and all for everything she's got and how things are working for her and this is the job she was meant to have, blah, 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 blah. Alexis just tried her best to crap all over intern Wiki Ryan's sunshine about his girlfriend. I mean, he said something that even we're so cynical and looking to make fun of somebody for something. He said it. We're all, oh, that is so sweet. You know, and she's like, won't last.
It was really nice. And then immediately says, enjoy it while you can.
I wonder why I am like that. Seems like some stuff is rubbing off.
Oh, but yeah, blame it on us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wasn't like this before.
Well.
Oh, you've had trash bag boyfriends, plenty of them. That's what it is.
She's lost all of her energy, positivity, her vibes.
Your vibes?
I blame Riggins.
She's losing her vibes? Don't say that. Yeah. You're blaming me.
Yeah, she said that she got that way from being here, and it could only be you.
I'll take some crap.
Wouldn't be me.
I'll take a little bit.
He's like, what did he say? She's the sweetest person I've ever known.
Mm-hmm.
Who said that?
Said it about his girlfriend.
I thought you were talking about somebody said that about Alexis. Yeah, I was like, who said that?
People say that, actually.
It won't last.
That's not going to last.
Head going off something. It won't last.
We all know it's not going to last.
I bet it will. It will last because he is way, way more positive about things like that than we are.
Yeah.
And obviously more than Alexis is. So even if the nanny girlfriend ends up treating him like crap, he's still going to be blinded by love.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
And he'll still be so super sweet to her and so positive about it.
Exactly.
That's very nice of you.
I'm a wonderful person.
That's true. On that, we can all agree, Ryan.
Yes. I'll be the one to tell you.
Yeah.
No, she's way better than I am. So,
look at that.
Mm-hmm. Well,
what you got to say about that?
Now that he's a man in love, that's cute.
Oh, my God.
That's
cute.
She asked you.
She's that's what I was about to say, Riggins. She's pounding on the side of her head.
That's cute.
She might as well have some big, 10-inch long nails trying to reach that one spot.
Let me tell you something.
You cute boy. She acts like she has a cigarette.
It's all in fun. I think it's so adorable that you are just smitten. It's cute.
You are smitten.
Just so smitten.
I've never had somebody that much younger than me say that things are cute and talk to me like I'm younger than them. Like I ain't grown.
Yeah, she's not a realistic 30.
Yeah, no.
She's an old soul.
Oh, I thought you were going to say on the
Uber. No. She's old.
Oh, that's right.
She's an old
level
woman.
7 to 9.
Level seven to nine. Yeah.
I listened to that earlier.
Yeah, like, she's a grouchy old lady is what I'm saying.
What in the world are you talking about?
Oh, she's like us. They're like, what in the hell?
She's aged, I don't know, 20 years in the 1 year she's worked with us. Well,
you got the soul, the book. The tarot cards, mm-hmm. the crystals, mm-hmm. devil worshiping.
Not devil worshiping. Mm. Relax.
The tarot card wizard is that's wizardry, witchcraft.
It makes me nervous.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I said it. Close enough.
It could be like Uno's. Yeah. It's the same as playing
it's
Uno.
It's like Uno?
Yeah, it's like playing Uno.
I don't think it's Uno's.
It's like Uno's.
Did she yell Uno's when she laid down the last tarot card?
How many Uno's do you have?
Yeah. That would be awesome, five though, Unos. Right? If she did, if she turned over tarot cards and she turned over the last one, she goes, Uno!
Uno out. Uno's out.
Yeah,
draw four.
It means one.
Draw four.
Reverse back to you.
Oh, this says that you're going to have to draw four of my tarot cards.
If you get the draw four, she charges you extra.
Same thing, potato, potato.
So what's today, Alexis, a Ouija board?
Stop. I wouldn't do that.
It's the little Nas X shoes.
You wouldn't do a Ouija board and think that it was sending you a message?
No.
You wouldn't believe in that?
No.
Or would you believe in it too much?
I never really said that I believed in the tarot card. I said that I was curious about it.
Yeah.
And I did it. I'm not curious about a Ouija board.
I can see everybody would be curious about it.
Now, I've seen way too many scary movies with Ouija boards. I would not do that.
Yeah, I think my grandparents, when I was a kid, they used to give every grandkid got the same thing every year. It would be like a board game and a sleeping bag or whatever, duffel bag and a board game. We always got board games. But I think 1 year they bought one of the older grandkids a Ouija board. And
they knew what it was?
Hell no. Oh, they just knew they'd seen an advertisement on television. It said ages 12 and up, so give it to the older grandkid. And I know, you know, I think my we had it out, and everybody was kind of messing with it, and the parents were like, what the hell? No, hang on a second. Where'd y'all get this? Like, mama and papa gave it to me.
They didn't
slow
know.
Slow down.
They didn't know.
They had no clue. They didn't know. I mean, you know, we're talking about the same people. They would show up 1 year. They showed up for Christmas, and literally every kid got a board game and a sleeping bag, and they had them all lined up. 8 grandkids, all 8 of us. They're all lined up along the wall, and you would have had to have been a moron. And like, I was 7, and I was able to figure out, oh, we're all getting a board game and a sleeping bag. And I was like, oh, we all got board games and sleeping bags. They're like, you don't know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, dumbass. I know. Right, we all know.
Figure it out.
Yeah.
But yeah, they had no idea. Whatever. No. That's the only time I've ever seen a
Ouija board.
Yeah, and I didn't know it. You know, like, oh, this is a game. You move it, it's gonna move. Mm-hmm. They're like, turn the lights out.
Oh no.
And our parents came in, we're like, hold up. No.
Because you don't want to swim in that lake of fire.
I don't.
Not for a Ouija board.
And I've done plenty of other through the years that I gotta worry about. I don't wanna add that to the list.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I ain't inviting that wicked Mattel into my house.
Parker Brothers is evil.
Send me straight to hell.
I did see somebody was, maybe it was on Twitter or something, one time they were talking about the Ouija board, and somebody pointed out, it's made by Parker Brothers. I'm sure it's not that bad.
Yeah.
But I won't go in the, I don't think you do either, TJ, the voodoo shop in New Orleans in the French Quarter. The first time, the only time I've been down there with a man, she said, oh, was that at the voodoo shop? I was like, hey, hold up. I'm not going in there. Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
TJ wouldn't go into Starbucks.
Yeah, exactly.
Let alone. He wouldn't go into a Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah. And he's not walking in the Nike store.
Like, ew. Not doing it.
Yeah, it's so sticky there.
Yeah, oh. Ryan, I told, I was telling TJ one day, I went to the gym. His son works at the gym, and I walked in, and I had a pair of Nike shorts that I've had forever and an LSU Nike jacket on over it. And I walked in, and he goes, you know who seen that outfit? I was like, yeah, he probably has. He goes, did he say anything? And I was like, no. He goes, well, you're lucky. Because I don't get the same treatment.
Well, I'm surprised. I've been here for 3 hours, and he hadn't said anything to me either.
Yeah. Oh, well, right. I thought it.
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. Nike, huh? I can tell you're living in Austin now.
I like he calls him You Know Who.
You know who.
He who shall not be named.
Yeah.
I mean, you're basically living in the San Francisco of the South there. Yeah, Austin,
I loved the way, though, Aiden described his interaction with TJ about buying something Nike. I said, what does he say? He goes, well, always the first thing he says is it absolutely necessary? Well, I like them. He goes, but is it absolutely necessary? There are other shoes you could buy. Okay.
No, but then if he said yes, then I go, okay, well, then spend your own money on it. Spend my money on Nike.
Here you go.
But then again, I thought about that, and I'm gonna revisit that, because just because he works and has, you know, his own money,
right?
If he's spending money on Nike, then that's still money that he, if he's gonna buy something, he can buy food with
or pay rent.
Yeah,
he's living under your roof.
Right, yeah.
There you go.
Pay his own car note.
I mean, and the main thing is, it's not so much that I don't want him buying Nike. It's just I don't want him going to hell.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
Create an unforgettable experience with the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com. Weddings, banquets, shows, expos, they do it all at the Cabarrus Arena. Learn more at CabarrusArena.com.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
If you want to lose weight the safe, effective way, then you need Calitrin. Calitrin is not a drug, but it's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it today at toploss.com. Toploss.com. It's Calitrin.